soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on December 9th, 2015. And I've shared many times the most troubling, perplexing, vexing thing to me as a disciple of Jesus Christ is seeing that the groves of people, multitudes, masses, many, many, many people are deceived. Their trust in religion, their religious experience, and they have violated the Word of God in so many different ways, and thus they have stepped into a snare, a noose around the neck, and they're going to be drawn right into the depths of Satan, into the bottomless pit, unless they cry out to the Lord and completely 100% surrender to the Lordship of Jesus. It's a true saying that every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And recently, I heard the Lord give me that scripture where it said, "Look unto me, all the ends of the earth, and be saved." And that was where that text came from, about the confession of the Lord, bowing before him and confessing to him. This text comes from Isaiah 45:22. Listen, "Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else." Praise the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, right there, you've got the essence, who you're to look to. And it's the living God, the Father, who gave his only begotten Son, that whoever would believe on him would not perish, but would have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Repentance and faith. And Jesus would teach the people, herald to the people, "Look unto me, I am the Lord. I am the one that it is written of in the volume of the book is written to me to do the will of the Father. And the Father has sent me and taught me what to say, what to do." And Jesus said, "I always do those things that are pleasing to him." That's our example. But you need to look to the Lord. Look to him. He is the author and the finisher of your faith. That's in Hebrews 12. And it goes on. And it says, "I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return, that unto me every knee will bow, every tongue shall swear." And we know that this is completed in Philippians, that Jesus Christ is Lord. Kurios, Master. He is the head of the body. He is the head of all creation. He is the Arche, the ruler. And he ought to be feared and loved and respected. And you and I can sit at his feet. We can seek him. We can learn of him. We can be taught by him. And this is what Apostle Paul stated in the Word. He said that you can hear him and be taught by him. Just as Paul was. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lord uses ministries, servants of his that love him. They follow him. They follow in the steps of Jesus. They've been taught by the Lord. And they have a gift from Christ. We're going to go into the Word today. And it is the Lord's life, the very gift of Christ in the vessel. There's no such thing in the kingdom of God as a Lord over you other than Jesus Christ. That's religion that does that. That's the old Pharisaical religious system that does that. And they make merchandise of you and they will lead you astray from the Lord. It grieves me. Multitudes. Many people will be shallow in their walk with the Lord and will be deceived as wicked men. wax worse and worse, being deceived and deceiving, and they turn the people away from the truth to follow a lie. Apostle Paul was trained as a Pharisee. He was religious. He trusted his bloodline, that he was of the tribe of Benjamin, an Israelite, kept the law, was zealous, was a hypocrite, was a scammer. All the things that you see Jesus rebuking in the Gospels, and particularly Matthew 23, wore special clothing, loved long prayers, loved the greetings in the marketplace, loved to sit in the chief place of honor in the gathering place, the synagogue, the brick and mortar religious place of meetings. Paul was like that, to the point that he was so zealous, he killed true followers of Jesus. The resurrected Lord Jesus appeared to Paul. Paul was thrown to the ground, was blinded by the bright light of the glorious Jesus Christ. And he says, "Who are you, Lord?" And the Lord told him, "I'm Jesus, whom you persecute." But the Lord called Paul one that was religious, a murderer, a liar, a scammer, that taught false doctrine, that mixed worldly traditions of man, taught them as commandments. The syncretism, the paganism of the heathens brought into the worship. If you would read the book of the Bible, you'll see that they kept the star of their god, Remphan, Chayun. They worshiped the host of heaven. They worshiped the works of their hands. Religious, but without faith. Religious, but without the love of God. Without judgment. They were perverse in their thinking. Paul says he was taught by Jesus. No man taught him. He forsook the training of religion, the letters. They wanted to ask Jesus, "What did you learn? What authority do you speak?" And that's what the religious system does today. Ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't matter what they say. We need to sit at the feet of Jesus and learn of him and have our eye, our cognitive, spiritual resources, ability to think, to see, to perceive, to understand, to have wisdom, to be able to weigh what is true, what is wrong, what is of spirit, what is of flesh, what is of the world, what is of the kingdom of God. We need to see with a bright light the candle of the Lord. But you can only do that with the eye of the Lord. And that is the name of this message today. We need to perceive everything, not through our religious experience, but through the eye of the Lord. And the Lord said in Psalms 32, "I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you shall go. I will guide you with my eye." Psalm 32:8. "I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you shall go. I will guide you with my eye." And it goes on and warns, "Be ye not as a horse or as a mule, which has no understanding." Ladies and gentlemen, God is to be your teacher. You are to look to him to be saved. You are to listen to him. Receive from the Lord what he's giving you, then the gifts. All believers in Jesus Christ that are continuing in the word are part of one fold, one flock, one body. Religion has divided up the body of Christ and put on every corner a fast food religious center. Think about it. They're thieves and they're robbers. From Jeremiah chapter 7, the same was true then. And the same is true when Jesus came to his own and his own received him not. In Matthew, in Mark, in Luke, and in John, the story of Jesus coming to the temple, the Father's house, they have made it a den of thieves. An emporion is the word, a place of merchandise, according to John chapter 2. We were warned by Peter that the false teachers would come and people would select their teacher, the one that they liked their charm and charisma, the way they dressed or sounded. Or for whatever carnal imagination why people choose a certain teacher and they follow the person, a man or a woman. This is what Paul warned about in Acts chapter 20. When he knew his departing was coming, when he knew his calling and election had come to an end, was winding down, the Lord showed him, your days are almost done. And for 3 years, day and night, he warned with tears everyone, because that he knew that there'd be wolves in sheep's clothing coming in, not sparing the flock. And there'd be men from amongst the religious people, professing people, that would make disciples after themselves and not disciples to the Lord. Do you see the difference? Look around. And I say you have to have the eye of the Lord. You cannot look through the rosy glasses of religion. You have to see with the eye of the Lord, because we've not gone this way before. And the Lord is perfecting his body, even as John the Baptist in Matthew chapter 3 was outside in the wilderness, not part of the temple, not part of the synagogue system, baptizing people into repentance because the coming of the Lord was at hand. Jesus Christ, the appointed time of visitation had arrived. And he's telling people, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Bring forth fruit worthy of repentance. The Pharisees and the religious icon leaders, the celebrity leaders, came out to see what Paul was doing. There's such a great crowd of interest, people wanting to hear about the Lord. And John said, I'm not even worthy to untie his shoe. But his fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor. And people, you ought to fear the Lord. His eyes are like fire, and his feet burn like bronze. And this is what Paul said when Jesus Christ appeared to him. He said, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. You need to rethink this, O Pharisees, O Sadducees, all the ones that are making merchandise of the gospel, all the ones that are eclipsing the Son of God, standing in front of the people as a guru, as a leader, as a master, but they're blind guides, blind leaders. Jesus said, beware of men. Watch out. Take heed to yourself. Many will come in my name, and they will deceive even the elect if it were possible. They'll do mighty signs and wonders. And with fair speeches and good words, they'll deceive the hearts of the simple. You've been warned, warned, warned. A horrible thing is committed in the land, Jeremiah said. People forsook God for men. People forsook the fountain of living waters and hewn out cisterns, broken cisterns out of the ground, and drink from the waters, polluted waters, or even Ezekiel chapter 34. The false shepherds trampled through the waters and gave people, the sheep, to drink of that water. The Lord's not pleased with this. The Lord's not pleased with being maligned and misrepresented by ripoff con artists. Their folly shall be made known. They shall proceed no further. 2 Timothy 3:13. A scripture that's in my heart is Hebrews 7:26, referring to Jesus. Jesus Christ. The true, real Jesus. For such a high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. That's the real Jesus. That's the real Jesus. The Lamb of God without blemish, without spot, without wrinkle, without any heresy, without any paganism. And look what the religious system has done. Look how the parents teach their children to do paganism, Christianize. People keep traditions of men. They violate the word of God, and they don't realize what Jesus said in Mark 7, your worship is in vain, useless, pointless, without results. Knowing the terror of the Lord, Paul saw Jesus. He's glorious, awesome. And you can sit at his feet. I can sit at his feet. I can hear his voice, and I can be taught by the Lord, and the Lord will guide me with his eye, how he sees things, what he perceives. He's not fooled by the image. He called them whited sepulchres because they appear beautiful on the outside. But he knew what was inside was completely dead, corrupt, vile, full of corruption, full of excess, and abomination. Ladies and gentlemen, take heed. This is a warning because many will say, Lord, Lord, standing on the outside of the door when this Jesus, the master of the house, arises and shuts to the door and it's over. And you stand outside. Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he will say, I do not know you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. And all the excuses. You ate and drank in our presence, Lord. Well, we heard your teaching. We did great works. We prophesied. We cast out demons. We went to church. We did good things. We spoke of you. We did this and that. But you did not follow Jesus. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is single or clear, or sound, or whole. Your whole body, it also is full of light. But when your eye is evil, corrupt, darkened, the body also is full of darkness. This is a parable of Jesus in Luke 11:34-36. The light of your body, the summation of your being, is what's called the eye. And if your eye is sound, your whole life, your whole body is full of light. But if it's corrupted, you're in darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in you be not darkness. How much attention have you given to this, ladies and gentlemen? How much of the word of the Lord have you taken in? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Are you listening to the Lord? Do you know his will? Are you doing what he told you to do? How much of the world are you drinking from like a spigot? How much of the Lord are you drinking of his waters? If your whole body therefore be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light as when the bright shining of a candle does give you light. That is amazing, ladies and gentlemen. Why? Because we're in a world that is full of darkness. And it's going to increase in darkness because they reject the Lord Jesus, who is the light of the world. You cannot have light without Jesus. And there's religious people that are standing in the place of Jesus, not following the words of Jesus, not speaking of Jesus, not leading people to Jesus, but are con men, professional religious leaders that introduce false teaching, pagan practices. They are con men merchandising the gospel, and they introduce leaven and false teaching. And people have their taste tainted with where they cannot discern the true word from the false word. Thus, their heart is darkened. Thus, their eye is darkened. Thus, they are blind. And they are following blind guides, blind leaders. And Jesus said, they will both fall into the ditch. But if you would do what Jesus said and come unto him, and if you would follow him, and if you would learn of him, This would never happen. I've been walking with God almost 35 years. Praise the Lord. And from the earliest days of my walk with the Lord, and I read in the Psalms, the Lord is my teacher. I asked the Lord to teach me. And now I know that it is His will that He be your teacher. Do not ever look to a man. Do not ever look to a woman. Do not look to a pope, a pastor, any elevated title that you can come up with other than the Lord Jesus Christ, because He shed His blood. For He is the Word of God without leaven, without any falsehood. He is absolutely pure, higher than the heavens. Look unto me, all the ends of the earth, and be saved. Call goes out. If you do this and you walk with the Lord, abide in the Lord, and ask God for a clean heart, He'll give you this eye. He'll guide you with His own eye, and it'll be like a bright candle. Let the beast system, one world government, come, and it surely shall. But God will judge it with great darkness. But you can have the light of life through Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. It's amazing to me how, if when you read the word of the Lord, what it says to you. John 10:16, Jesus said, "And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd." How many folds? One. How many shepherds? One. And that's confirmed in Ezekiel 34 when the Lord said in the dark and cloudy day He would deliver His flock from the false shepherds, and there'd be one shepherd. His name is Jesus. In Ephesians 4:11, it instructs, "And when Jesus ascended on high, He gave gifts to men, and He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers." Now, ladies and gentlemen, don't be confused. The word can't contradict itself. These gifts are in everyone. Everyone has received the gift. And we're going to read this in the Word. Every true disciple of Jesus Christ has received the gift of Christ. And it will function in your life to minister to brethren. But you're not a hireling. You're not a titled person. You're not a lord over. You're not a ruler over the people. For Jesus said in Matthew 20, verse 25, in Mark 10:42, His kingdom does not operate that way as the Gentiles, where they lord over and have dominion upon the people. We are brethren, we are servants of the Lord, and we minister one to another through faith. Why did God give these ministries of the gift of Christ? It's Jesus' very presence and life. It's for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, and to a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. This is what God is doing now as we are preparing for the second coming of Jesus Christ. The Master Jesus Christ comes, the Lord, and to save His people and to bring great wrath and judgment upon the wicked. Ephesians 4:14 goes on and it says that we henceforth, from now on, don't be like children, ignorant, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speak the truth in love, that we may grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Who is the head? It's Jesus Christ. Who's the Lord? Who's the shepherd? It's Jesus Christ. In 1 Peter 4:10, this is confirmed. As every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Do you understand? We're seeing the distinction. The Lord is causing us to see we've been duped in religious land. The Father's house has been made a den of thieves and robbers. They've corrupted, and they restored and rebuilt the religious system, exalting themselves again, standing in the place of Jesus, misrepresenting the Lord of glory. And I say, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Better not do it. Better not do it. There's one flock, one body, one true assembly of Jesus Christ, and all these 501c3 professional brick and mortar religious systems, you call them churches, they're the same thing as the synagogue that Jesus would go speak, and he would speak the word of the Lord. And the rulers of the synagogues, those that led these groups of religious people and seen in the Gospels, were called adversaries because they rejected Jesus Christ, taught contrary to Jesus, and mocked Jesus. They are the same today, the titled men, but they're given an opportunity, even as they are now, by this word. You're commanded to follow the word of God, to follow the words of Jesus Christ, and stop lording over the flock of Jesus Christ. One body, Ephesians 4. 1 Corinthians 12:20, 1 Corinthians 12:13, 1 Corinthians 12:12, 1 Corinthians 10:17, Romans 12:4-5, John 10:16, one fold, one shepherd, one, ladies and gentlemen, one.
Stay tuned for To the Point Report with Trevor Davis. RealtyReportNetwork.com.
And To the Point Report with Trevor Davis on December 9th, 2015. We have a headlines today with due to the terrorism that's in Syria with ISIS, with the changing name from ISIS to ISIL and Daesh. Putin raises possibility of using nuclear weapons against terrorists, but hopes they will never need them, from the Independent. Article goes on stating, during a meeting in the Kremlin, Russia's Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu told the president that caliber cruise missiles had been fired by the submerged Rostov-on-Don submarine from the Mediterranean Sea for the first time. He said that the Tu-22 bombers also took part in the latest raids and that, quote, significant damage had been done to munitions depot, a factory manufacturing mortar rounds and oil facilities. Two major targets in Raqqa, the de facto capital of ISIS, had been hit, said Mr. Shoigu. So, ladies and gentlemen, we know that Iran states that the U.S. supports ISIS. Iraq has said that U.S. has supported ISIS. That Israel has admitted that the U.S. supports ISIS, that Russia has said that U.S. has supported ISIS in the past, and we know that a Russian plane was shot down from the nuclear side with U.S. ammunition and equipment, and Turkey was said to be the culprit. Ladies and gentlemen, these are perilous times. And these broadcasts are sponsored by RealtyReportNetwork.com. And ladies and gentlemen, I have issued warnings on the YouTube channel. Go to Bozeman Realty Report, or issued warning Trevor Davis. Global Economic Avalanche, August 2015. These are advance warnings, ladies and gentlemen, not after the fact. You've been allowed timing of the essence to move in what position you want to be. Whether you need to sell, whether you need to buy, get with the program. Move, take action, do what you need to do, and I'm here to help you do it. Trevor Davis, BozemanRealtyReport.com. Call me at 866-536-4605.
I'm Trevor Davis, RealtyReportNetwork.com. This has been a production of RealtyReportNetwork.com with Trevor Davis.
We hope you find this broadcast helpful. To contact Trevor Davis, go to RealtyReportNetwork.com or call 866-536-4605.